This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Over the holiday weekend, several wildfires in Colorado continued to spread. The Willow Fire, burning west of Leadville, has grown to almost 4,000 acres, prompting new evacuations on Sunday. The Gold Mountain Fire near Ouray is now at more than 27,000 acres and is mostly burning east into remote wilderness. It's 3% contained. The largest of the wildfires is the Aspen Acres Fire near Pueblo, which has burned nearly 90,000 acres. It's now 14% contained, but still growing in some areas. Efforts to serve the thousands of people who were evacuated continued through the weekend as an army of volunteers distributed donations to evacuees and firefighters. Michael Kringlin was part of the effort. He was also forced from his own home in San Isabel last week.
I'm thinking we're going to be at least displaced for 2 weeks, but with how close the fire is, I'm thinking that we're not going to have a home to go back to. So I'm just kind of prepping and planning for the worst.
Working to help his neighbors, Kringlin says, gave him some solace in the meantime. The United Way of Southern Colorado says they still need more help, and people can sign up in order to help on the nonprofit's website. Two members of the Colorado Clemency Advisory Board were dismissed by Governor Jared Polis after publicly criticizing the governor's commutation of Tina Peters' sentence. Attorney Azra Teslimi says she spoke out because the board was asked twice to review Peters' case, breaking with protocol.
The message is clear. If you see something wrong and you say so publicly, there is a price. You either stay quiet or you lose your seat. And that's not a confidentiality policy. That's how institutions stop being accountable.
Governor Polis says the two members who spoke out were dismissed for violating board policies over confidentiality and revealing the votes of other board members. This is CPR News. It is now coming up on 7:06.